What's good? Zimbabwe muhle muri Zimbabwe lingali chona njani mthwakazo muhle kwazwa muri Zimbabwe. If you're tuning in right now, wherever you are in the world, welcome. You're tuned into Live Talk, the connection with Mike Hove, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related muri Zimbabwe. The program Live Talk, the connection is brought to you live from our studios in Washington DC by Studio 7, Voice of America. And today is Tuesday, the 4th of May, 2021. Muri Zimbabwe, mthwakazo muhle. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Muri Zimbabwe, if you're tuning in, wherever you are in the world, welcome to Nomgamjira Isiyawamgela, Gushelo Lotulabasakulayo to a Live Talk, The Connection, with your boy, Mike Hove. Tonight on The Connection, we continue the discussion on the COVID-19 pandemic, responsible for taking millions of lives across the globe, thousands of lives in Zimbabwe. But the conversation is not just going to be ending on the update. We're going to be delving deeper and taking a look at Zimbabwe's vaccination program. And to wrap it all up, we're going to be talking to members of the informal sector. Banoita mabasa emahoko abayenza izandla imisebenzi yezandla abaziphandelayo. We're going to have them lapha kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo as we focus on how the COVID-19 pandemic has affected their lives. Of course, following all events that have happened since the COVID-19 pandemic broke out in Zimbabwe last March. What's been happening with them even after the heavy COVID-19 restrictions in Zimbabwe have been loosened. If you're looking to join us, Muri Zimbabwe, we're going to be opening the lines to you. Abalaleli bethu abathandekayo, bathelele bethu Studio 7, +1 202 619 2077 is the number to call. If you're looking to join us live, pamepo, once again, the number +1 202 619 2077. As we speak, Muri Zimbabwe, we're streaming live on our three Facebook pages, VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, and VOA Studio 7. So for those that are watching live with us, thank you so much for tuning in. Do not forget to press the like button and the share button so that we can watch the program in our numbers. The like button, importantly, so that we know that I was with Chokwadi Muri Zimbabwe, sisonke like so, we're together, pano pachirongwa chedu cheve chidiki here on The Connection. Now, Muri Zimbabwe, chirwere che COVID-19 coronavirus, the COVID-19 pandemic responsible for taking millions of lives across the globe. That's the discussion. Without wasting time, let us delve into the latest information released by the Ministry of Health and Child Care. Now, an update on COVID-19 in Zimbabwe, according to the most recent information released by the Ministry of Health, Zimbabwe currently has 38,293 confirmed COVID-19 cases, 35,647 recoveries, 1,573 deaths. Now, these are all cumulative cases. That means these are all the cases that broke out since day one up to date. Now, as we speak, just last night alone, 1,895 PCR tests were conducted. 12 new cases were detected in Zimbabwe, 13 recoveries and 3 deaths. Now, of those 3 deaths, Muri Zimbabwe, one is in Bulawayo, going to Tuziatunga, one is in Harare, and one is in Mashonaland East. Now, when we talk about how many people have taken the COVID-19 vaccine, the COVID-19 jab in Zimbabwe, 437,751 have taken the COVID-19 vaccine in Zimbabwe. So those are the latest statistics released by the Ministry of Health and Child Care. Now, when we talk about materials that have been produced for a very long time, lapha kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo, a lot of people have come in and said Zimbabwean government needs to up their game in terms of producing materials that will educate people on the COVID-19 pandemic. Recently, pano pachirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, we've been showcasing some of the materials that have been released by the Ministry of Health and Child Care. We're talking about materials that have been educating the public on the COVID-19 pandemic, been used on social media, been used on TV, been used on radio. Let's take a look at a recent clip that they prepared, courtesy of the Ministry of Health's Twitter page, whereby they're educating Zimbabweans on the COVID-19 pandemic. Let's take a look.
COVID-19 inotibata tose nenzira dzakasiyana. unokwanisa kunge uine COVID-19 asi usingazvizive uchitoparadzira chirwere pasina zvioneso zvechirwere ichi. Ungazvibvunze kuti ungazive sei kuti wabatwa nechirwere ichi uye kuti woenda rini kunotsvaga rubatsiro kuchipatara. Bazi rinoona nezveutano nekuchengetedzwa kwevana raparura nzira yekutibatsira kuti titore matano chaiwo rinonzi Zim COVID Safe App. Iri nzira inoita kuti tikurumidze kuona kuti tiri munjodzi yekurwara necoronavirus. Uchabvunzwa mibvunzo yakatevedzana yekuzviongorora muviri. App iyi ichatora mhinduro yako yoona kuti ungave nezvioneso zvecovid-19 uye inokudza kuti ramba uchizviongorora kana kuti enda unotsvaga rubatsiro kuzvipatara. Nzira iyi yekuongorora zvioneso zvecovid-19 ichakubatsira kuti utore chipi chinano chinotevera. Unokwanisa kuwana maCOVID-19 Testing and Vaccination Center ari pedyo newe muZimbabwe yese neZim COVID Safe App. App iyi inokupa ruzivo rwerunhare dzokufona, nguva dzinenge dzakavhurwa maVaccination Center uye nekero dzadzo. Zim COVID Safe App inokupa ruzivo maererano nezvese zviri kuitika necoronavirus kubva kuvanhu vangani vakabatwa nechirwere, vakapora, vakatestwa nekubayiwa mavaccine uye nevanhu vakafa pamusaka pecovid-19. Kushandisa app iyi imwe yenzira yekuzvidzivirira zvakafanana nekupfeka mamask, kugeza maoko nekumira kure nekure zve1 meter kune munhu ari pedyo nemi. Zim COVID Safe App ndeimwe yenzira dzakatarwa pamutemo kushambadza nhau maererano necovid-19 muno muZimbabwe. Ndeye mahara uye yakavimbika. Unokwanisa kuidownloada nhasi paGoogle Play Store kana paApp Store. Mashoko aya maunzirwa nebazi rinoona nezveutano nekuchengetedzwa kwevana vachitsigirwa neve Chicken Inn, Revive neBakers Inn.
Well, Muria Zimbabwe, you're seeing there that's some of the materials produced by the Ministry of Health and Child Care. There's a mobile application that you can now use to find out more information on the COVID-19 pandemic. How helpful this is, I look to hear more from my guests joining me live via telephone from Bulawayo. Going to Zia Tunga, Nkosi Kona TVT, the founder of Community Podium TV. Nkosi Kona, welcome to the program, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Mike. How are you?
I'm great. Nantu Tabalukone Kutwini Ngosikona. Let's delve into it. COVID-19. Just under 500,000 people have taken the COVID-19 vaccine. What is your impression on this?
Yeah, the case has been slow of late, maybe because there was the issue of, you know, dealing with frontline workers first and stuff like that. But here in Bulawayo, almost all the clinics, you can go and take the jab, but it's not yet clear, particularly for the residents, to say who can come. Uh-huh. We have heard that those who are over 60 years are free to go to get the jab, but it's not yet clear whether it's open for everyone to go and be vaccinated. So with the 500,000 people and looking at our population, it's still at a slow pace. Uh-huh. As well. Even the acquisition of the jab itself is very slow because we are talking about probably 400,000 donations from the Chinese government, 600,000 rather, and, you know, other ones from India. So we are still in the journey where probably a small fraction of our population actually is taking the jab. Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to delve into what's happening across the whole nation. For a very long time, including some of the conversations that I've had with you here on the program and other interviews that we've conducted together, for a long time, people were talking about materials, yeah, urging government to ensure Uti, they prepare more stuff educating people on the COVID-19 pandemic. Where do you think government is faring on this right now? Just before we headed to you, we played one of the clips that government has produced in terms of educating people. How do you think government is faring now?
Well, the information is there. I've listened to the radio, heard jingles about vaccine, COVID-19. But you find that the greater part of our population is actually in the remote areas, you know. Mm-hmm. Who you are talking about, your being there, where people want to understand what's going on in their own language, that is your Tonga, mm-hmm. you know. So you find that in the open modern space, in the open areas, information is flying around about the vaccine. But I feel we could do more probably in terms of disseminating information about the vaccine itself. You know, the uptake is a bit slower. And you find that in the initial days, it was slow, but it's picking up speed. But you then notice that also the statistics are mostly from the urban areas. So we need to, you know, escalate these to the local COVID, remote community. Mm-hmm. I don't know what strategies government can use. Maybe we use our local government structures, your council, so that people can get that information, or use community-based organizations so that it's information that is always available. Just like a jingle after every news bulletin on mm-hmm. radio, it should be that consistent for them. Yes, there are some places have access to the radio, but the radio doesn't tell them where to get the jab. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. we need to then streamline the information determination to a district level, to a ward level, even to a village level, so that we are able to say, yes, people are getting the vaccine in this area, in this area, and these are the points that they get there. It should be information that is readily available. If you make a phone call away, I should be able to call my counselor in my rural home and find out where can my relatives go and get the vaccine. But most of them are not sure. They really need to try to find out. So let me get back to you after finding out. So that information should be readily available. Mm-hmm. Any time for anyone who then decides to take the jab.
Now, before we delve deeper into what's happening here with regards to information, especially emaphandleni in the rural areas, there's another thing that I want to touch on. Recently, as an attempt towards reaching that 10 million herd immunity vaccine that Zimbabwe has, we heard government announcing that private companies can now step in and work alongside government, allowing private companies to now purchase vaccines to vaccinate their own people. Of course, this is now working alongside government, which means private companies can only purchase vaccines that are being used in the country. How helpful do you think this is in terms of reaching that 10 million herd immunity goal, that 60%?
I think it will assist, you know, however, the companies still have to work within the parameters and guided by government. But I think it will assist, you know, the companies that employ the large chunk of people, you know, your mining sector, manufacturing sector. If you get the debt for your company or for your workers, it will help to spread. If the company just buy for its workers and leave the family of employees, it will become handy in terms of achieving that. So at this pace, you know, relying on the government supply and government distribution channels, it's limiting, you know, the taking of the gap. Also, the information gap is also adding into that gap as well of taking the gap. So I think it's a welcome move for mm-hmm. private sector to chip in and also, help in covering that space and also acquiring, you know, the jab for their colleagues. Because right now what we have is not enough for us to achieve that at this rate. It will need just maybe 2 more years or 3. Mm-hmm.
All right, let me hold you on the line in Ngosi Corner. There's a video that we need to go to, and then we'll come back because I'd love to hear your comment on this. Muriya Zimbabwe Liam Muzwa, Ngosi Corner TV, the founder of Community Podium TV. We are showing Mpela umbono wake ngalokho kwenzakalayo elizweni. When we're talking about uhlelo lokuhlaba abantu iJackson ele vaccine elivikela iCOVID-19. Now, Muriya Zimbabwe, earlier on you heard Ngosi Corner partially touch on what's happening in emaphandleni. Now, experts experts across the whole continent, not just in Zimbabwe, are saying ukuthi the COVID-19 pandemic has caused a bigger divide in comparison to what was there before the COVID-19 pandemic, between okwenzakalayo, what is happening in the urban areas, and what is happening in the rural areas. They touch on what's happening with regards to access to information when it comes to the COVID-19 pandemic. Let us head over to a report done by Anita Powell in South Africa, who showcases what is happening across the whole continent. Let's take a look.
It's hard to see COVID-19 here in the village of Kamatsamo in rural South Africa. On a recent day, most residents weren't diligently wearing masks outdoors, as is the law. But the pandemic is deeply felt here, say residents, who point not to death tolls, but to economic and social devastation.
It's been a problem, like really problem, a big problem to me.
22-year-old Pakale Sambo wants to become a carpenter and eventually set up her own carpentry shop. But that dream ended when the pandemic arrived.
Because I can't continue with my carpentry studies. I just stopped. And I can't even start my own business because the money is too low. People are complaining they can't even buy these fruits. They're complaining. They say it's too much money. I'm being expensive or something. They say that.
Data about COVID's impact on Africa's urban-rural divide is still being gathered. But one recent study from a group of Nigerian and British researchers warns that rural African communities risk being left behind in the pandemic because of the lack of amenities like good road networks and strong infrastructure like clinics and hospitals. Big efforts such as vaccination campaigns are much more difficult in rural environments, says Freddy Nkosi, country director of an NGO in the Democratic Republic of Congo that focuses on remote, rural, low-income countries.
You need to keep the vaccines in the cold chain environments. And you need to train the people who will transport the vaccines. You need to train the people who will be using the vaccines, I mean the health workers. So getting all these different pieces of puzzles in a very short period of time, that's very, very challenging.
For a town like Kamatsamo, which has 23,000 residents and is less than a day's drive from Johannesburg, that is doable. And for that reason, residents say they prefer to stay here.
It's better to stay in a small place because we have a small people there than a big cities, because in the big cities there's a lot of people. Some of them, they don't know about COVID, they are stubborn, they don't know about, they don't care about that thing.
I think around rural area is much better than the city, because there's not a lot of people. Actually, I think it's safe to be in the rural area.
But Nkosi says his experience in the largest country in sub-Saharan Africa is concerning, what little of it he gets to see.
I traveled in over 5 provinces so far, where I see a disparity between what is happening in the urban area or in Kinshasa and what is happening in most of the rural areas, where, for example, if I have to start with the health workers and community health workers, in the rural areas, they have limited access to personal protective equipment, compared to those who are in the urban areas.
But rural African life has always been complex and resilient. This town has existed in some form for hundreds of years, through wars, epidemics, and upheavals. This pandemic, in a way, is just a blip in its history. Anita Powell, VOA News, Kamatsamo, South Africa.
Well, Muriya Zimbabwe, you're hearing there a report by Intatheli Zindaba, yomsakazo we Voice of America ukwele South Africa, Anita Powell. Dibiti, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am very much.
Well, we're hearing the experts there comment on okwenzakalayo emaphandleni. I'd love to hear you. I know you have particularly worked nabantu emaphandleni. One of the things that they're arguing is ukuthi the COVID-19 pandemic has caused a big divide between okwenzakalayo emadolobheni and okwenzakalayo emaphandleni. How are people in the rural areas processing konke lokho kwenzakalayo elizweni okumayelana ngokumebetheka kwe-COVID-19 njalo uhlelo lokuhlaba abantu iJackson le-COVID-19?
Emakhaya lapho esisebenza khona ikakhulu, ema-North le-South, isupho abantu abahlangana nalo emakhaya you know, the information that they get is mostly the statistics. How many people tested positive today? You know, they use our minutes of information daily update. But also for the people don't understand. There's an information gap around. Okay, after they're vaccinated, you know, the first dose, people don't understand. Okay, first dose and second dose. Okay, does it mean, these are the questions people would usually ask. Does it mean if I take the first dose and I don't need it for the second dose, what happens to me? Does it mean if I take the vaccine, I don't have COVID-19? Does it mean we should not take natural remedies? This is about COVID-19. I think COVID-19 is, some actually say COVID-19 is a process. In a still COVID-19 lab, the Nailela is cutting the town for an abo, Lavanova is very good. You find that there are a lot of news around in COVID-19 vaccination, where people say, we should let that person get to self matter, like in a still problem. You know, even the number of reported cases, for example, in Matabeleland North, you know, the total number up to date is 1,333. So, in fact, there are some communities where they feel this never came here. So, why should we be vaccinated? So, it becomes a big problem. You say, okay, almost 500,000 have been vaccinated, but there are certain communities who still feel, Corona is very serious, meaning a Italian alley in Margot Point in another season for Uban, Uba, the Corona. So you find this corner of the Superwand in terms of, okay, there's a huge gap, and the inoculation process, the back taking the vaccine information, I got to never see Corona. That information in inoculation may you start to get. I have to give them this vaccine. There's a lot of fear with 9 or 10 times vaccine, it will be subsidized level, nothing like that. So you find that there's a lot of misconceptions, a lot of fears, a lot of myths as well, because they rely mostly about the VSA.
Let me hold you on the line, Nkosikhona Dibidi. Let me take my second guest, Ongenayo Kuhlelo. Hold on for one second, and then I'm going to come back to you. Muri Zimbabwe, murikumunzwa ka Nkosikhona Dibidi, mutoriwe nau, uyezve ndiakatanga chirongwa kana kuti sangano reCommunity Podium TV, rikushanda kumaruwa, uyezve kumadhorobha, vachidzidzisa vanhu nezviri kuitika munyika pamusoro pezvekutekeshera kweCOVID-19, pamwe nechirongwa chekubaya vanhu nhomba yeCOVID-19. Pindai muchirongwa muri Zimbabwe tipewo maonero enyu nyabona ngempela kuti vakona abantu abasekuqalele ukubhala imibono yavo varipo vanhu vatanga kunyora maonero avo. Hanzi naTawanda Chafa, I hear you live from Ngutu. Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Thank you so much, Tawanda, nekupinda muchirongwa. Richard Moya ari kunyora, hanzi COVID-19 makaoma kwazvo, asi izvozvi hanzi zvambova nani. Varoda kupinda muchirongwa vamoyo. Aiwa, tinotenda vamoyo, tichakutsvagai. Let me head over to my second guest, Ongenayo Kuhlelo, live alaye. He's Kobulawayo, Michael Ndiweni. He's the executive director of the Bulawayo Vendors Traders Association. Earlier on, I touched on the fact that we're looking to hear from people who are part of the informal sector to hear how they're surviving in the country. Now, the good thing about the Bulawayo Vendors Traders Association is they also had programs that were targeted towards helping their members during this time under the COVID-19 pandemic. So let's hear more from Mr. Ndiweni. Mr. Ndiweni, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Mike. Good evening, viewers, listeners from all over the world.
Now, let's delve into it, Mr. Ndweni. You guys as an organization had a program helping your members on the on what's happening around the country with regards to the COVID-19 pandemic. The last time we had a conversation, you were updating me talking about you were excited as an organization because the country had just reopened and people were allowed to go back to work. Since then, how have things gone for your members?
Thank you for that question. Indeed, we were excited, like you rightly put it. And we are still at least feeling a bit of relief that people are working in marketplaces. Of course, there are still challenges about business that is still a bit low. As you know, that a number of people were laid off at the height of the lockdown, and people have not really made incomes for them to be able to dispose some in marketplaces. So there is still a very low business, but at least people are trading as we speak. And some issues that are still of concern is the cost of compliance that is still sitting on people's shoulders, issues to do with them being able to buy sanitizers, for them to sanitize at markets and coins, for them to be able to buy masks. Those things are still a challenge to most traders because they need to then have some kind of disposable income that they will use to buy food, meet their basic needs, at the same time also being able to meet the cost of compliance. So those are some of the realities that people actually are facing as we speak right now in the informal economy.
Mm-hmm. Now, you guys initially had a program where you were helping your members with masks, with all these necessary equipment. How is that program going? Is that still ongoing?
Yes, it is still ongoing. As also, you know, that some of these programs are supported by partners, so they have some kind of lifespan. So the lifespan ends and then you start a new phase. So it kind of goes on and off. But our partners are still there with us. We're still having conversations. We still have people that were recruited. For instance, we are recruited market bailiffs. People were moving around markets in the city of Bulawayo, observing if people are masking up, are washing their hands, are sanitizing, are observing physical distancing in marketplaces. So if those people still doing the work, we're getting reports every week from our market bailiffs. So the work is still ongoing. They're also going around just checking if people are keeping their markets clean. We are still also running some awareness radio programs in the local commercial radio stations to raise awareness, to remind people that COVID is still with us. As we can see, other countries like India are battling the heightened pandemic right now. So we are still saying to people that we are not safe. Let's try to exercise extreme caution as we do our business. And our partners, like I said, they're still there. We are having conversations to see how we can continue trying to at least cushion people and the cost of compliance that is sitting on people's shoulders. So this work is still ongoing as I speak. And also, as I've spoken to some of the interviews that we're pursuing as we speak right now.
All right, Mr. Ndweni, let me hold you there for 1 second and then I'm going to come back to you. There's a clip that I'd like to play and I'd like to hear your comment on it. It's about vendors talking about their experiences. As someone who represents the vendors in Bulawayo, I'd love to hear your thoughts. So just hold on the line for 1 second and then we're going to come back to you shortly. So Muriel Zimbabwe Liamuso Umaiko Ndweni. Umaiko Ndweni is the executive director of the Bulawayo Vendors Traders Association, touching there on how their organization is helping vendors or members of the informal sector per se under these times whereby the nation is fighting the global pandemic. Now let's head over to a clip whereby AP managed to catch a couple of vendors in Zimbabwe and they were talking about their experiences under the COVID-19 pandemic. Let's take a look.
Maskati, takuti masikati chikafu chishoma manheru toto wanzewo kasafe acho futi vanogona kuitora kana kushure vanga kusuma vanotorera zvese zvauri kutengesa kana tobva kuti chipisa fainzi apa unongo sina pekutangira.
Chikafu chaicho chekuti tidye chaibva ipata pabasa redu, saka hazvichasi kufamba zvakanaka pari zvinozvi. Ndoma efekti ati kusangana nayo pari zvinozvi. Kumbare taikwanisa kubata more than 500 yes, asi pari zvinozvi zvakutorema nekuti hatichakwanisa kutobata kana $50 chaicho. Ndomuna ushandira kana kuti $30 per day.
Bonato bonato nega. Ndauya zvekare nevatisheti yenyu akachipa nega.
Hai bafetu Zimbabwe has hustlers. Yamuzi umfana uti hanzi ma t-shirt akachipa asvika asvika asvika. Hai Zimbabwe has hustlers ngempela. Let me bring back DBT first and then we'll head over to Mr. Ndweni. DBT, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm there, mate.
I know you have experience speaking to people of the members of the informal sector, especially after lokho kwenzakalayo elizweni whereby ilizwe belivaliwe ngci and they couldn't go to work. But since then, the country has opened. Abantu bathini abakumsebenzi wezandla?
Yeah, abantu abasebenzayo, kunzima. Because business is slow, things are never the same, you know. People are spending less because they are not, they haven't paid much anyway. So mm-hmm. you find that, you know, there is a lot of competition, you know, where people probably the diaspora now send to money to certain businesses, they must apply to food, to your vegetables, your meat. So the market is getting tight because those other sellers are in the informal sector couldn't migrate quickly into the social media space, into the digital marketing space. You are left almost behind because you use our client who is just communicating to someone saying, okay, can you deliver this for me? Or someone is paying out of the country, paying for them, and they just go and collect. So it's been this in terms of, you know, informal sector and the reopening of the country. This hope, clear hope in terms of okay, probably to work and towards the end of the year we'll see what happens. But you know, there are always fears around okay, what happens with COVID-19, you know, they talk around the, you know, third wave because it's now cold, this is over careful zone. So you find that, you know, there are all those fears and the expenditure of running a business complying with the WHO protocols is very expensive. So that cost is always going to the product. So you find the big players in the market will take the larger chunk of the share because they can sustain our prices are way really lower than the small business person who has to even sell the sanitizer and the mask
right
around the price in hand. We hope things will normalize. There are some who are struggling to import from South Africa because, you know, you're working with runners who pay for you. They charge extra money on top. It's different from Udala, Uzhandela, Messina, or Francis Town to get your goods.
Right, hoti ngikubamba umlomo, I like that you touched on what's happening in terms of iborder vele ukuthi that's also playing a part. We're going to hear ukuthi uNdweni what does he have to say, but let me first take a caller. Ngiyazi ukuthi ngilomlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo, we have a caller. Caller mthereri mlaleli, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo, welcome to the program. Who's on the line there? Hello?
Yebo.
Yebo, ngibani okhona ecingweni?
Ulungani.
Lungani unjani bafo?
Ngiyaphila ntuna unjani?
Hayi ngiyaphila. Usithinta ungapi?
Ngithinta ngila eSouth Africa.
Kunjani kwele South Africa, especially under i time le ilizwe lalo le South Africa lisalwisana nge COVID-19?
Ah, la South Africa sekungcono khona ngoba sesikwazi ukuthi siphume sedoha-doha kusafani na nalapha sikubo level wa sikubalana la manya ama level lana bese kuwa manje sekungcono sesikwazi ukusebenza.
Mm. Sike sadlala le ungaqhubeka.
Into nje sisixaxa yena le yamabhodi ukuthi thina abanye uthola ukuthi sisebenza ngokuthi izinto sizicross ezele so manje ngohlupho lolo sinalo eboda yiyo nje into esixaxa kakhulu.
Mm. What about indaba yemisebenzi? Sike sadlala enye video omunye unkazana okhona le kwele South Africa ekhala esithi hayi indaba yemisebenzi vele kwele South Africa sokukhanya ngani sokuyahlupa. Nina ke abadabuka kwele Zimbabwe imisebenzi leyo uthola yini?
Ha uqinisile khona makuyikuthi beuqhashiwe emankampanini, hayi emankampanini amaningi adilize abantu mpela umsebenzi awusekho. Thina ke siphila ngokuzisebenza vele since sasifika eSouth Africa, hayi mina ngiyazisebenza. Mm. Akufani khona lawo ma client enganginawo ngisasenawo namanje lo ngubanika le good service.
Mm.
Kini uyabuloku sayithola thola uyosathola thola amatoho akufani inkinga yilabo makuthi busebenze enkampanini or ma restaurant kuphi kuvayi kuyabheda mpela manje kuyabheda
manje sikhangela okwenzakalayo kwele Zimbabwe lungani ubona ngani njengelizwe what can we learn from okwenziwa yi South Africa.
Bengicabanga ukuthi mhlawumbe eZimbabwe uma ungaba nakhona kube nedemocracy nokuthi abantu bakwazi ukuziphilisa kahle njengalokho sikubona kwenzakala ukuthi abantu mabethengisa emgwaqweni manje bayachaywa, bayathathelwa izinto, kuthi nabo laba bezizamela amateksini kwela kithi ngapha emathebelelendi bezizamela amateksini sebethathelwa amateksi sokuthi abapake kungena ozipho. Zonke lezana zinto zizoletha indlala eningi kakhulu ngoba kulabo zipho kuqashwa kwakhona kuba nzima.
Ayi siyakuzwa lungani, bengicela ukuthi uphose lamazwi okugcina bese sithatha umunye umlaleli.
Okay, bengingafisa nje ukuthi nathi ngelilanga ilizwe lethu libe nayo leyo freedom ukuthi sikwazi nathi ukusebenza sibuyele ekhaya sikhumbule emuva ngoba manje ngendlela okungayo nalapha noma kubheda uthi ecabanga nokuthi ekhaya kubheda wesi kuba nzima ukuthi ungayaphi sigcina sesingasela ndawo singaya kuyo. Ngiyabonga ba.
Mhm. Ayi sibonga kubonga thina Lungani. Muri eZimbabwe you're hearing there from one of our callers who's in South Africa. Lungani yena uyangena kuhlelo telling us all his thoughts. He's in South Africa. He's saying, you know what, even though it's difficult, the COVID-19 pandemic ravaged the whole continent, especially in South Africa. A lot of people lost their jobs, but he's saying, you know what, he's a hustler. He's in the informal sector. His clients are satisfied with his job, and so he's found a way to continue life as a normal. Muri eZimbabwe you're right. Onrenyu papage redu re VOA Studio 7 sikhona njalo ku VOA Ndebele kanye la ku VOA Shona. Let us know your thoughts on what's happening in Zimbabwe. Before we take my third guest ongenayo kuhlelo u Robson Mhlubulo, he's a part of the informal sector. Let's see ukuthi abantu bathini kukhasi lethu le VOA Studio 7. Uposh Jayaguruthi live watching you live from Gaborone Botswana. Ntate Boss Jayaguru ke a leboga ntate, welcome to our program. Reason Trove saying kukona live trikuno ku South Africa. Limpopo, thank you so much. Limpopo's in the building. Boss Jayaguru uphinde wabhala njalo vanyora zvakare hanzi kumaruwa aiwa kuchine basa guru for COVID-19 rechokwadi. Thank you so much boss for joining us. Now let me take my third guest. He's an informal trader, Robson Mhlubulo. Robson, welcome to our program. How are you doing?
I'm good. Welcome, Mr. How are you?
Ngiyaphila bafo. Let's delve into it. I'm curious, you are the actual people we're looking to talk to. How is life looking for you guys as an informal trader? I know you faced a couple of challenges under the COVID-19 lockdown, but since the country is opened, how is business looking?
The business is still tough. It's not yet back to normal because as informal sector, we are still trying to get back to where we were before the lockdown because we lost a lot of money, a lot of things through lockdown. So we are still trying to push out, but we are not yet back to our feet.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell me something, Robson. Earlier on, I was speaking to Mr. Ndweni, and we still have him on the line. When we talk about the precautions, one of the conditions of all informal traders being able to go back to work was to ensure that you can all practice the COVID-19 regulations, which means whatever people buy, you should have sanitizer on hand, you should be able to wash your hands, you should be able to continuously wear a mask, you should be able to do all these different things. How are you able to upkeep with that? Because apparently it's very expensive.
In the beginning, it was okay. But right now, because the business is not yet up to where we're expecting it to be, in terms of sanitizers in Zimbabwe, since this lockdown thing has started and coronavirus has started, sanitizers started to be more expensive. So sometimes even the customers who does not buy your things, they still have to be sanitized. But at the end of the day, you have to get in an expense of a sanitizer, which is an expensive thing, which is a challenge right now. Even the taking temperatures, sometimes we are not getting it because it's something that is expensive. Of course, you have to buy batteries each and every time. So in the informal sector, a lot of informal sector, they are no longer using it. We are just doing business as usual. Just a few who are able to afford still using the rule regulations, but most of the people, even other shops, are no longer doing it as they were supposed to do, following the regulation properly.
Let me hold you there for 1 second, Hlubulo. Let me take Ndweni back, and then we're going to come back to you a little later. So don't hang up, just stay on the line. Mr. Ndweni, are you still on the line there?
I'm there, Mike.
Right. So earlier on, we played a clip of what young people are facing in, across the whole divide. Ikakhulukazi emaphandleni. So I'm curious to hear about that. How are informal traders emaphandleni surviving? If the people in the cities are crying about these things, what about emaphandleni? What's happening there?
Just to weigh in on what Udiviti said, it's even dire emaphandleni because of the simple reason of the rural urban divide in terms of access to anything that you can think of. Besides in this linear as to Makaya. So you can imagine if people in the urban areas are struggling to access these PEs, like my brother also a Tesla has just said, they have been struggling right now to adhere to these protocols because of the simple reason, even umdenga tenga has to be sanitized. Umuntu ongathengayo has to be screened in terms of temperature but try a pela. So imagine emakhaya ukuthi these things vele ziyahlupha ukutholakala because of access, because of infrastructure that is there. So it's a challenge enkulu kakhulu ke emaphandleni ngendlela vele nje izwe leli limi ngayo. So siyakwazi ukuthi abantu bayakhala kakhulu emakhaya to get these things. Even information also ufika bayo ezindawo akula ama-reception ama-radio esiwasebenzisayo ukuthi sikhulume on these issues abantu abala ama-radios to get to hear some of these messages. So kunzima kakhulu even i-support that sometimes our partners give you find ukuthi abaningi they will concentrate on emakhaya, emadolobheni because of also in this accessibility lana ama-roads afile asahambeki ama-reserva so ngamagodigodi. So kunzima kakhulu ukuthi-ke abantu bafinyelele emaphandleni bancediswe kakhulu abazisebenzayo. So kulobunzima kakhulu-ke ukuthi sithi reach out to almost everyone odinga usizo lolu kumbe bathole even nxa bele mali to buy these things kumele zimele agade ibhasi ebabuye edolobheni azozithengela ibhasi yakhona la yayibiza ingalo lonyawo ukuthi umuntu afinyelele edolobheni athenge lezi zinto. So kulobunzima kakhulu fokahobe ebantwini abasebenza basemaphandleni nxa sibaqathanisa bona semakhaya abantu 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 abantu
Okay, let me hold you for one second. Ngithatha umlaleli ngeze ukuthi ngilomlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo, and then we're going to come back to you. Ngoba ngifuna ukuthinta indaba yamabhoda njalo, as mentioned by UDBT. But first, let's take our caller. We have Uzuma Busani Mathe. Mathe, welcome to the program. Before Tumelang, Tumelang, Uka Intate, welcome to the program. Mathe, are you on the line? U connecting when? Yes, yes, Ntate Okai, how are you doing?
Hello?
Yebo, Mathe, ukhona ecingweni na?
Yeah, Nkosi.
Siyakwamukela kuhlelo, unjani bafo?
Hayi, mina ngiright, Nkosi.
Kwele Botswana liphila njani, especially kulesi sikhathi abantu basalwisana ngegciwane le-COVID-19?
Siphila nzima kakhulu, hey, impilo yangkhona inzima, le msebenzi yangkhona lezi nsuku inzima. Khona kukhona zithekiwe impilo yangkhona inzima.
Siyezwa ukuthi kulezi zalwane zeZimbabwe vele ngempela abaningi abakumsebenzi wezandla abaziphandelayo, bayayenelisa yini ukusebenza kahle kwele Botswana kulesi sikhathi?
Lezi nsuku sekuyisibamba ngamandla, sekuyisiyenzela nje kuphela ukuthi kathi yethashi zakuyela siyafika senzeni, otherwise vele hayi sisenzima.
So why lingabuyela ekhaya ke Mathe ma kunjalo? Ngithi why lingabuyela ekhaya ma kunjalo?
Ekhaya uyasibiyenzeni, into engahlala ekhaya from i-lockdown iqalisa, ezimpilo yangibona kade inzima. Uvuka uthezi labantwana le, labantwana kungalala uthole ungenayo, kungala mali, hayi impilo yangibona kade inzima kakhulu. So uma ngingapha kungcono kwesikhathi noma ngingahlala mbe iziko ezimbili umuntu engasebenzi, uyakwanisa ukuthi uvele one day uthole le mali anyani, ukwanisa ukuthi ubathumele something. So nxa usekhaya, impilo yangibona inzima kakhulu, plus abantwana basezikolweni kathesi i-school fees yangibona siyadura, into yonke iyadura, and futhi into yasekhaya yonke into kufuze ibhadane nge-foreign currency, khonapho kungala ukuthi uyayithatha ngayo.
Mathe, nkuthazo bani owulawo okupha kuhulumende ikakhulukazi kulesi sikhathi liyezwa abanye bekhalala besithi ngikhanya ngani kuyahlupha ukuphila kwele Zimbabwe? What would you like to tell uhulumende?
Hayi, laphana elizweni lakithi asilakho le mundo straight. Ukutshona nje ngithi uhulumende hayi akulakho le mundo. Bana abantu omunye nomunye izenzele kwakho okusenayo. Abantu nje kuphila kuphela ngaphakathi uhulumende lo esiyona ngihlukumeza abantu. Hayi.
Awuboni ngani kukhona okungayenziwa nguhulumende ukuthuthukisa abantu, ukusiza abantu? Bengithi kukhona na okungenziwa nguhulumende ukusiza abantu?
Uhulumende wakithi njengoba kafuna nxa ungathi uyazama ibhizinesi inyana uyabuya lelakhe ibhizinesi inyana kuba efake lakhe akunakuthuthukisa akayi kunqindezela kuphela, kuphila ngokunqindezela.
Hayi, siyakuzwa Mathe, phosela amazwi akho okugcina.
Hayi, nami ngiyabonga namhla kungenayo kwistudio sezweni. Kumnandi phela ukukhuluma labantu abasekudeni wena lawo ungakho.
Ngempela, ngempela. Hayi, siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo Mathe. Have a good night, angithi bafo. All right, Muriya Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from our caller Mathe. Ugole Botswana, he's in Botswana. He's in Botswana. Kelebuka Mathe, for taking time out to join us. Mathe is talking about his ordeal, saying it's very, very difficult surviving in Botswana. I even asked him, I said, okay, seeing as though it's hard for you to surviving in Botswana right now, why not go home? He said, same 6 and 9. Gunzima, which is very difficult. Pindai Mchirongwa Muriya Zimbabwe, let us know. 13 minutes zasara pano pa Chirongwa Chedu Cheve Chidiki. Let's head back to Mr. Ndiwene. Mr. Ndiwene, are you still on the line? Right. Earlier on, you heard DBT slightly touching on Indabele Yamabota. For a very long time, Zimbabweans relied on buying stuff in countries like South Africa, Botswana, and neighboring nations, where they buy istoko sabo and then they sell it kwele Zimbabwe. Manje abantu sebephila njani elizweni? Abantu sebethenga ngayo istoko?
Ya, unkosi uhlo wayithinta indaba ukuthi abantu sebephila njani. Abantu sebesebenza ngama-runners. Kulabo abafuna impahla ezivela phandle kwelizwe, sokulabantu ke abagijimayo besebenzisa ama-truck lawo, ama haulage trucks abanye besebenza ezinjela ukuphahla zifike elizweni. So ikhoso ukukhona kathesi kulosizo ukuthi uhulumende sike samtshela nyakenye ukuthi amaboda akavule ngabantu baphila ngawo, kodwa ke avula okwenyanga asephinde valwa futhi njalo. Ikho-ke esingani kulusilo sizi ngakho ngawo uhulumende uyalayela abantu avule amabhoda abantu baphume bayithengisa impahla. Okwenzakalayo ukuthi kulomqondo lowo omnobengithi umnakano wokuthi amabhoda mayivule abantu baba besiyawoda impahla bebiselizweni, kodwa kuleningi labantu besebenza labo abahamba besiyathengisa impahla phandle bebisayi-foreign currency elizweni. Khonokho akukhangelwa kungananzela abantu bathi ye amabhoda kavalwe ngoba kusilethela ama-imports amaningi, but abantu abaningi bayathunga izimpahla wanaphi ama-inform ini beqhuma besiya kuboBotswana besiya kuboZambia besiyathengisa impahla abazithunga elizweni. Nxa kunjalo-ke abantu babuya le-foreign currency, yikho samabhoda zikavulwe kule ndlela zokuthi nxa evulwe ama-shops-ke nalawa abevuliwe abe njengokuthi nxa evuliwe kathesi kunje singathi emesina njengomzekeliso kube lama-shops vele ayenzelwe abantu abazowoda impahla abavela sithi eZimbabwe belandela izinqumo ze-COVID-19 kuyasuke ukulungisa kwenziwe, kodwa-ke khanya ngani kuthiwa akulamuntu osafuna ukulalela kungasikhuluma nje kunje. Sesiphonge ukuthemba ukuthi engxenye njengoba kuthiwa uzaba le-trade fair engxenye azavula ama-borders ngoba kula bantu bazamele bebuye bevela kwamanye amazwe abaningi besebenzisa imigwaqo abaningi bephapha, kodwa ngananzela futhi indaba yama-border leyo ama-border avale abantu angabayanga ngoba abantu abanothileyo bayaziphaphela nje akula muntu omiswayo nxa efuna ukuphuma elizweni esemoyeni kuvalele thina phela abayanga sengene sokuthi sinjani sibhadele i-examination asicha siphaphe sihambe lapho sifuna khona. Ikho kulusiza ukuthi i-COVID-19 njalo siyehlukanisile-ke sithi siyenza ama-classes akhanya sibili ukuthi hayi nxa ungelalutho awulalutho kuziye ndawo, nxa ule mali yakho uzakuziphaphela kusasa uphume elizweni. Yinto-ke esingani yasikhathaza kakhulu ukuthi sekuhlukumeza amalungelo okulingana njengesizalwane zakuleli lizwe laseZimbabwe. Kulusiza kakhulu lokho nxa sikukhangele. Njalo futhi okunye sikhala ngakho ukuthi bengine sesikunanzelele sesikuqhuzelayo ukuthi nxa kuthiwa kulandela izinqumo ze-COVID-19 uzantu basinde awukhangele futhi indaba ama-livelihoods, awube le-balance between i-COVID-19 restrictions enforcements and also ama-livelihoods. Njengoba ngisitsho ukuthi mina kathesi sikhangeleke abantu abachaphayo ngabantu abangcono, kusho ukuthi abanye labantu abaningi uzulu ogcweleyo lwabo abantu abalandaba laye akula muntu omkhangeleyo uzadubeka nje akula muntu olendaba laye. Khonokho-ke sokusuke sokuphambanisa-ke ilungelo lokuthi siyalingana njengabantu.
Hayi, wathi ngikubamba umlomo, let me head over to uRobson Mhlubulo, let's hear his thoughts. Mhlubulo, are you still on the line there?
I'm still there, Mr. Hogan.
Ngenela ke before, let's hear your thoughts. Istoko, lisithenga nga? Istoko phela siyezwa abantu bekhalala besithi indaba le eyamabhoda ikhanya ngani isiphazamisa indlela liphatha ngayo ibhizinisini njengabantu abakumsebenzi wezandla abaziphandelayo. So how is this affecting your, is this affecting your business at all? Lisebenza njani elizweni?
Elizweni kunzima manje sikhuluma kundaba zesitoko zokuthenga ngoba kathesi sibe sithi singahasla siyathola ukuthi siyethenga kulaba bantu abangama-runners where you get at least with a better price whereby with a dollar you can buy something, $2 or with your rand you can buy something. But as for now, the prices will start to go out because a few people manage to bring things in, which again is limiting because most of the people, most of the population of the unemployed people are in the informal sector, whereby they are selling those products to earn their living. So while the borders will be closed, then which means we are increasing a number of people who will be below data poverty data line, which means a lot of people are going to suffer because that's where they were earning their living. So it's a tough time for everyone, and times are becoming tougher and tougher because of these restrictions. After COVID-19, then borders are closed, then the life is too hard for everyone.
Now, as we wrap up here, Mhlubulo, unfortunately, there's only 7 minutes left, so I would like to give you an opportunity to wrap up and debate the end and do any of the same. If you were to request assistance from government, what kind of assistance would you like? And of course, has government even reached out or attempted to help you?
The assistance that we would like is the youth empowerment to reach everyone, be it of a political party. let's be not be forced to be in a political party or to be supporting any political party for you to gain something to gain. Let it be to all youths to receive equal fairness to the government, because some people will be like Christians who won't like to be involved in political things, but will need the help. So we are saying to the government, let them give a free play to the youth, be it of their political views. So that's what we are asking for. But let them go around, do some programs in the everywhere people stay, and make programs, youth programs that will encourage youth to do something, be it of political parties.
Uke wazama yini ukuthola usizo from, for example, the Youth Empowerment Bank?
For now, if someone who is starting with a new entrepreneur in the business, I haven't yet now, but I'm still trying to find out and get in touch with other people, because my products now, I haven't found people are much more interested in them as much as I'm expecting.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking time out to join us, Mr. Mhlubulo. Let me give Mr. Ndweni an opportunity to throw his last words. Mr. Ndweni, in 2 minutes, bengicela ukuthi uphosele amazwi okugcina.
Ngiyabonga, Mike. Amazama okugcina ngokuthi, as much as we have these challenges, we need to evaluate thina njengenhlanganiso asigoqanga izandla esikwenzayo. Ngifuna nibe wazi ukuthi senzani. Esikwenzayo ukuthi kathesi abantu sibafakile kumaqembu athize. Sakhangela ama-skills abantu abalawo ama-traders ukuthi bengayenzani ukuze baziphilise khona phela izweni. So esikwenzayo ukuthi abantu abaningi sebethunga kathi sibe amaqembu, abanye bayapheka ukudla, abanye bayapheka ezinye izinto ezithengiswayo ezinjengama-detergents ezikhona khona phela izweni bezifaka emkambo lapho abantu okuthengiswa khona lezitolo. So sithi hayi, angeke sikhale sithi ibhodi ivaliwe, kodwa kumele sizame esingakwenza local lapha nje. Futhi okunye esikwenzayo ukuthi sesiqalisile ukuthi abantu bathengise ebulenjini i-marketing, i-commerce, khona ke sikwenzayo. Sesile application esisungule esibambene labanye bethu ngaphansi kohlangothi oluthiwa UseTherapyF sizimele consortium. Application le iyatholakala ku-Google Play Store. I-apply uyakwazi ukuthi nxa uthengisa ukudla kwakho ungene lawe usayine up. Uthengise, abantu bazabona into ezithengisayo, labathenga bazazibona. Eminye imizamo yokuthi sincedise abantu abazisebenzayo baphile ngaphansi kobuzima be-COVID-19. Singakhali kuphela ngokuthengindezela, kodwa ke sithi hayi okunye singakwenza ngezandla zethu. Njalo futhi sizama ukuthi siyaphambili ukuthi abantu bafundiswe ukuthi bepheke baphumele impahla ezilohlonzi ezizancedisa amakampani amakhulu nalawa avele esaziwa ngokupheka impahla ezithize. Yimizamo esiyenzayo ke leyi mvokawobe kanye labanaye nababukeli nje emhlabeni onke jikelele.
All right, thank you so much, Mr. Ndweni, for taking time out to join us on our program. Siyabonga kakhulu. Mr. Dibiti, I'd like to give you an opportunity to wrap up. Kodwa isikhathi sesidlule ngangoyi, if we get a chance. But there's a video that we need to go to real quick, and singatholi ithuba, we'll come back to you. So let's head over to a video real quick, Muri Zimbabwe. VOA correspondent uColumbus Mavunga caught up with a young Zimbabwean who's using his craft as an artist, as a sculptor, as a creator, to educate people on the COVID-19 pandemic. Let's head over to that report and then abese sigqiba uhlelo lwethu. First up, let's hear more from Columbus Mavunga.
The 40-year-old Zimbabwean sculptor David Ngwerimo now has what he calls COVID-19 gallery. His exhibit called Arms encourages people to take the COVID-19 jab to help the country reach its vaccination target of 60% by the end of the year. Another one called We Are Torn encourages people to sneeze into their elbows. And the most talked one encourages people to mask up in an exhibit called MJ, named after the late US pop icon Michael Jackson, known for wearing masks and gloves.
Now, I'm using his figure around this COVID pandemic on my art to show that Michael Jackson gave us a warning that mask up. And his figure shows a finger pointing outside, out to us as a people, saying, mask up.
Ngwerume has posted his pieces online to keep people from coming to his studio and potentially spreading the coronavirus. Art dealer Shingirai Mafara says he wants to hold an art exhibition to display Ngurume's work for a wider reach.
So I find these pieces very, very pivotal in terms of not just putting back Zimbabwean art sculpture on the map, because we are definitely back on the map, but also sending awareness to the entire world. Let's get vaccinated, let's wear masks, let's social distance, let's hold hands and try to get through this together.
Ngwerume work has also caught the attention of officials in Zimbabwe. Artists like him, the country's art council representative says, are thinking outside the box.
The situation has taught our artists to be resilient, taught them to be imaginative and to be creative in terms of sustenance and how do you make a livelihood.
Well, Muriye, Zimbabwe, unfortunately, time is running up. Chino buruka, chino mara. All fine things always come to an end. That was our VOA correspondent, Kolanbas Amavunga. Muriye, Zimbabwe, shout out to all my guests for joining us. Shout out to all the callers. Abangenileyo kuhlelo. Muriye, Zimbabwe, tashika kumagumo echirongo chedu chanasi. Let's meet same time, same place. I go by the name of Mike Hovet. Catch up on me. BigMike3 on Twitter and Instagram. Muriye, Zimbabwe, bye-bye!